Hello, Michael here. I think you'd agree that when I say it's nurses who were and still are some of the great heroes of the pandemic, our guest, Georgie Carroll, sees the profession as a calling. Georgie's been nursing for 2 decades, and in all those years of helping save lives and mop up bodily fluids, you've got to draw on some kind of sense of humour, and when it comes to nurses, often it's a pretty black one, I reckon. Georgie Carroll has done that. She's turned her humour into her second career as a stand-up comedian, and Georgie's also just put out a new book about her experiences in both fields. It's called Off the Charts, Stories Full of Infectious Hospital-Grade Humour and Loads of Heart from Australia's Favourite Nurse. Georgie, hello. Welcome to Life Matters.
G'day, Michael. How you going?
I'm all right. Now, I understand that before nursing came along as a calling, Georgie, you had aspirations as a pop star. What put the kibosh on that career calling?
Oh, I wanted to be, I don't know if you had it here, but Billie Piper, she's an actress now.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, she was a pop star first. And, you know, like when you just fall in love with somebody famous when you're 11, that was my person. And I used to know all the dances. And then my grandma was very tactful. My grandma was sort of going, George, if you want to be a pop star, I'm not sure you can do it with chunky legs. You know, so she was saying, because I've always been quite a chunky person. And she was like, look, why don't you try nursing at the same time? Because they won't mind if you've got chunky legs or not. But pop stars tend to have to look a little bit different. So that's what happened there. It was a good blessing. Like, I don't know if this is a real memory or a false memory. My grandma was a emergency nurse. She was like the triage person, but the admin side.
Right.
So she was a person who took your addresses and all that kind of stuff. So she wasn't a nurse, but she was in that environment. And I think she used to take me in as a toddler. And I used to sit on the desk and stamp paperwork. So she kind of...
Your chunky legs would have been first and foremost in people's eye line.
Yes.
As you stand.
All toddlers should have chunky legs, though.
Yeah, they do. That's true.
Yes.
Now, also, you have some other great qualities, of course, that allow you to not only be a great nurse but a very funny person on stage, and that is empathy and compassion, which is kind of intriguing because, you know, I have some friends who are nurses and sometimes they lack both, I think, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I think we lack sympathy a lot. So that's the bit that we tend to lack because we've always seen something worse. But no, we very much can feel, most of us, not all of us, can understand what you're feeling and are driven to help it and to solve whatever is hurting you. But then we sometimes struggle a little bit with understanding why you're feeling like you are about it.
Gotcha.
Would that be about right?
No, that sounds right. So, in fact, you need us to be in pain to feel fulfilled in your life.
Oh, yeah, more pain if possible. Yeah, that's where I get all of my self-worth from, is you lot suffering.
Oh, that's
good. That's how I grow as a human.
And when you were getting your sort of chops up as a nurse there, Georgie, you began, I think, in a suburb of Manchester, which is where the accent comes from, right?
That's it. It's North Manchester. It's so weird. I never even hardly ever went into Manchester, even though it was half an hour away. Distances are so much more difficult in England. Even though it's so much smaller, you don't tend to travel half an hour to go and do something. So, yes, I was in the Pennines, which sound beautiful, but I was in a rubbish suburb in the Pennines. So lots of job centres covered in barbed wire and tower blocks and that kind of thing, nestled in the most beautiful rolling hills and mills and canals and viaducts and all of those things. But yes, the town itself, if you forgot to look around outside, it was a bit rubbish.
And so you did 10 years of training there as a nurse and, yeah, getting used to that experience and lived in the town, I think, for 34 years. How did you get from there and the rolling hills of the Pennines around you to the rolling hills of Adelaide?
How does that happen?
Here's
the thing. When you're in that rubbish little suburb, you find a way of thinking it's the best place in the world, right? But I'd done everything by today's standards. I'd done everything quite young. So I had kids, had a husband, had a house, had a career in nursing by about 28. And I remember I was an angry person. I don't know why I was angry. Maybe wanderlust. I used to sit there and thinking, is that it now? Is that forever? Is it like I don't fall in love again? I don't make more children. I buy bigger houses now. I clean bigger houses. What do we do next? And then my husband had gone to watch the Ashes in Australia, and he kind of fell in love with Adelaide there, but very much talked about it in terms of, if I won the lottery, I would move to Australia. And then one day I just thought, oh my God, I wonder if everyone who moves to Australia hasn't won the lottery. I wonder if we don't have to do that to get to Australia. What if it's actually an achievable dream? What if it were? And I honestly applied in secret, because he's not much of a one for change, isn't Steve? So I just thought, look, if I start applying for the visas and then I pretend we're going on holiday and then I make the holiday a bit longer, so that's kind of so.
Oh, it's like heating up a frog in a bucket of water, you know, that's a whole analogy.
Yes, it sounds like I'm training him here, but you have to spoon feed a Steve. You have to lean him into an idea. So, yes, I thought, do you know what? Even if we just do it for 2 years, I could see, because I was raising my children in this suburb that I'd become the captain of in England, if you like. Me and my friends ruled all the pubs. Everybody knew us. We were the funniest things in Rochdale. And then I thought, oh, what if my kids grow up here? And I could see friends with teenagers. Mine were very little at the time. I could see friends with teenagers who'd done a cracking job of parenting. But then the suburb had got hold of the children, and I thought, oh, maybe if we just go to Australia for 2 years and we see. And we knew within 2 weeks. When we got here, we knew within 2 weeks that it was the right thing, and so much kinder. And it's just a better place to bring up children on the whole.
My guest is Georgia Carroll. She's been a long-time nurse and a stand-up comedian, and she's written a book about those experiences. Georgie, let's talk about some of the definitions of training within nursing that you put in the book, which I find very entertaining. You've got the dolphins, you've got the penguins, and then you've got the orcas. Do you want to quickly take us through what those three stages of life are in nursing?
Anybody who knows a nurse knows that nursing changes a human. Like, they're still the same person, but it's like they start off as dolphins. They're the young nurse. Everybody loves a dolphin. A dolphin's always happy. They're not very good at rescuing people, but they can go and squeak at people to get them rescued. It's that kind of thing. And they're joyful all the time, and they come in. They've got like a caring factor that's bordering on Munchausen sometimes. They can't wait for people to collapse so they can do something. So they love that side of it. And then kind of about 7 years in, I would say, you move into the penguin phase, which I call them penguins. I'm a penguin. They tend to waddle in. They've always got an injury in the legs somewhere or the back. They tend to waddle in from the car park. And there's millions of them, absolutely gazillions of this kind of 7 years to 30-year range of nurses.
Because you've had two knee reconstructions, haven't you? Because of your work.
I've both done at 45, and I've had both knees redone. Yeah. I've been re-stumped.
Well, they should last you for the rest of your life as a penguin, as you go into Walker.
Well, so long as I don't use them, which is not good for your heart. But, you know, so long as I don't go running. I think I was told when I left hospital after the knee replacements that, yeah, I've not to run on hard surfaces or kickbox or figure skate.
How are you doing?
It's been an adjustment. I love them. I can't. Whenever I see someone waddling, I can tell when it's the knees, and I want to just shout, get them done. Don't wait. This is amazing.
And there's every chance to renew.
I was a penguin waddling in from the car park. And then
right
at the end there, the 30-year mark, some nurses go for about 45 years. It's insane. But around the 30-year mark, they just get a swagger about them, and then they're called the orcas. So they're quite unflappable. Doesn't matter what the tide's doing, they just plow through it. They don't change speed much. That's what it is. It's like the dolphins and then the penguins and then the orcas. And orcas,
and can you do
same
that
for attacking
Georgie?
Dolphins.
Well, that's true. They are famous for that. I'm just wondering though, but that would be like attacking your own history. But
if nurses are known for eating the young, I don't think it's as prevalent as people think it is. Generally, it's a nurturing profession. But yeah, there is a way of toughening the dolphins to get them through without cracking. You can't go at a dolphin speed forever.
Well, there's some fabulous stories about going at all kinds of speeds and in hospitals and on stage in your book, Georgie. But one I'd love you to tell about is the 70-year-old man who you call the BFG, the Big Friendly Giant. I'd love this story.
Do you really want this on breakfast radio?
Well, we're in mid-morning now. And I didn't know that having a urinary tract infection meant you lost the ability to reason or cogitate. So just explain that story.
Oh, it's the bread and butter of a hospital, mate. It is not generally the young don't. I call it the brain going to porridge. So it's a temporary delirium, if you like, that older, frailer people can have when they get a urine infection. If they come in and all of a sudden, a normally cognitive, reasonable person almost looks out of control and delirious, one of the obvious things that we test for is urine infection. And just as soon as we've cleared up the infection, it all goes back to normal. And anybody who cares for an older person might have seen this. It's very worrying when it happens, but of course, they're in hospital and usually mobile and things. So then our job is to stop them breaking a hip until we can put their brain back together with antibiotics. You want the story though, don't you?
Well, we're running out of time, but I just love the – let me just paraphrase. I
buy
just love the
book.
Fact that –
buy the book, people, buy then the you book, can know
yeah.
what the
Yeah,
BFG
it's about
did.
A 70-year-old man and Georgie chasing him around hospital as he relieved himself on various parts of the furniture, staff and the building, which I thought was hilarious. Hey, Georgie, do you reckon you could ever give up nursing and just dedicate yourself to comedy?
Oh, absolutely. I know I shouldn't say that. I just had a year where I went back to nursing after 2 years of being in the hustle of comedy solely. I loved the job. So many people will resonate with this. I loved actual nursing. If I could do it, but not within a system and just turn up when I felt like it, I would do that. But after sort of 2 years of spontaneity and creativity and adventure and no protocols and no boss, and then, you know, suddenly going into that kind of framework again, it was gorgeous to have colleagues and it was gorgeous to have patients. But yes, the rest of it could go in a bin.
That's where you're at. So if comedy takes off, you've still got that wonderful 20 years of material plus to draw on.
Well, yeah, and I reckon if I have to, because you have to travel to do comedy, if I have to be more grounded and home-based, I definitely still want to work with people. Do you know, I think it is a job, and I love my oldies like they are my thing. Some people like babies, some people like puppies. I like my oldies. I just adore them. And I would love to be like a lifestyle coordinator in an aged care village or something. So less
I would
of
love
the
to be in that village.
Resuscitation side and more of the just living better.
I'd like to be in that village as I get older with you, George.
Lifestyle me
to death. Okay, lovely.
That's the plan.
Georgie, it's been so great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Michael. Bye.
Bye-bye. Georgie Carroll, longtime nurse and also stand-up comedian. She's got a great book which tells about both parts of that life, off the charts, stories full of infectious hospital-grade humour and loads of heart from Australia's favourite nurse. And you can catch her at various comedy festivals and you can find her online as well.